In Tallahassee, Florida alone, there were 16 days of 95-degree or higher temperatures this summer. That's according to state climatologist David Zurdin. He says the region's present drought conditions will remain for the next few weeks.
We're under this really stubborn ridge of high pressure across the eastern United States, which is bringing us this lack of rainfall and drier conditions and heat. And that looks to persist through the next 1 to 2 weeks in the horizon that our weather models are able to predict. So it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
The drought is also impacting the area's imperiled Apalachicola Bay. Riverkeeper Georgia Ackerman notes water flow has slowed and impacts the people and economy that depend on the river and bay.
That can lead to challenges in both the water quality of coming into the Apalachicola Bay, which you're probably familiar with some of the history of the oyster industry and the challenges that we've had.
The river contains plants, animals, and other natural resources that are vital to North Florida's ecosystem. Researchers have been trying to restore the bay's health and revive the oyster industry, but that depends on strong river flows. Drought doesn't help those efforts. Meanwhile, Zurdin says the Apalachicola River's current level is nearing historic lows. For WFSU News, I'm Brittany Jarrett.